Right, this is Black Diamond here in Nottingham for the We Are The Fire European Tour. I'm talking with Keko and Andy from Artemis. Hi guys, how are you doing?
Hi, nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Welcome to the UK.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
We're back.
Nice to see you back. Right, how are you feeling then with it being the first night of the tour?
Oh, great. Yeah, pumped.
You know, we can't wait to play, you know, because
guns,
you know, like we're on the road for 2 days, so this is the first gig, but we can't wait to play because 2 days on the road, keep talking,
doing nothing.
Just talking about, oh, the tour is going to be awesome, we want to play.
And we're not doing that, you know.
Yeah. So finally, it's going to start.
Yeah, right, okay. Right. So, are you visiting any favourite places on the tour? Are there any countries that you're really looking forward to
going to? Let's say we don't have that much day off, you know, because it's very tight schedule, you know, and like maybe we have kind of 2 days off in.
Yeah,
probably.
I think we got kind of 6 or 7 gigs, one after each other,
in a row.
Without day off.
Yeah, and you know, of course, it would be great to see, you know, like.
I think
UK, we've been pretty much everywhere through the years, you know, and we know that. But you know, like Hamburg, we've never been in town, you know.
Right.
It would have been cool. I mean, let's see if you have time to visit, you know.
Yeah.
Munich, we've been there. Okay. Yeah.
I think
so
we're
many
going
times
to have a day off in Munich, maybe.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
That's from Italy, you know. It's just 4 hours away, so we've been there so many times.
Yeah.
And it's cool.
Okay, right. So your last album was We Fight, am I correct, in 2012? So can you tell me what's going on with Artemis at the moment and if we can expect a new release?
Yeah, after that album, we did a live album, which is Live From Hell.
Yeah.
So that We Fight is the last studio album.
Yeah.
Then we had some lineup changes. The rhythm section is changed, bass drum and drummer, me. So, and we recorded the live album, Live From Hell, with a new lineup.
Yeah, which is great.
Great. Because we were very packed, you know.
Very tight. You know, as the lineup now is very tight. And, you know, me and Keko, we were playing Power Quest back in the day.
Yeah.
So
we know each other
just been
for
forever,
years.
You know.
So it was easy to start and play again together.
And JT, the bass player, is my good friend from 2002, you know. So it was this time it was so easy to get the real deal, you know, the real Artemis back as we wanted, you know.
I feel like a tight unit.
And it's the atmosphere that there's a strong friendship, you know. When you can feel it, even if you watch the show, it's not, you know, like one of those like a session man band with, you know, like it's a true band, and you can see that, you know. Like,
and it's great to see that if something has to be done, we say, okay, guys, we have to do this, and in very few days, it's done.
Answer is yes. Okay,
so
yes,
it's amazing.
It's quick. Makes things easier, and as well, you know, we're just writing stuff, a bunch of riffs here and there, and
new stuff. Yeah, we got a lot of ideas.
Putting together ideas.
We are working on the new album. We are just trying to find the right direction because we got so many ideas. We got to find the strongest one and work on them.
Yeah.
So many things written and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just
but as well as doing a lot of live, you know, life is our dimension. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's where we are. Like, we do, like, we give 100%, you know, so.
Totally.
Just try to do as much as, you know, gigs as we can.
Yeah.
Of course. You know, you can see a lot of bands, like, on the road more and more. You know, nowadays, you can see, usually, I mean, if it was like 5 years ago, you could see the tour, some gigs, and then studio album. But now they say, you see 2 years of touring, and sometimes, you know.
Yeah. I mean, the live scene's really changed. I don't know what you think to the live music.
It's changed.
Yeah,
totally.
And, but the thing that you have to play more live, it makes it cool. I mean,
It's like not that bad.
Yeah.
Probably the proper album is not considered that much these days compared to the past. But the live scene is amazing now. So
it makes it more like back into the 70s,
you know
what I mean? Like where you have to see the real deal and see if the band is really good.
Yeah.
They have to prove it like straight away, you know.
You have to play.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, in the music is not about complaining. It's about just trying to follow pretty much what's going on and do it your way as well. You know, try to keep your personality and your, you know, your way, pretty much. Yeah.
That's great. Okay. As you mentioned, you're from Italy. What's the metal scene like over there compared to other countries?
Well, there's a lot of good bands.
Yeah, it's exciting. It's difficult to, you know, to be considered because there are so many bands and most of them are very good. Mm. So it's not easy to come out of the group, you know.
Yeah, just stand out. Yeah.
So we got some old bands. I mean, band that already has done a lot of stuff, like Rhapsody, Labyrinth, Labyrinth, Sabbath,
Lacuna Coil, Necrodead,
and a lot of small bands were young and they play so well.
Yeah.
So we just try to help each other, both with bigger bands and, you know, smaller bands, and trying to get that gig. They help us to get another one and work like that.
So do you play quite a few shows over in Italy as well?
Yeah, we do. Yeah. We do. Yeah. And
every month.
And good festivals as well. We've been confirmed for a festival with Obituary and Angra. As well for the summer, and some more news to come soon, you know, like... and gigs, we keep gigging, so that means it's good, you know, that means we can deliver the good, you know?
Spreading the word. Okay, right, I must ask you about the Artemis name. Now, my colleague and myself have a bet whether it comes from Persian or Greek mythology.
Exactly, that's true. Artemis is the goddess of the moon and revenge and, you know, and just, it's very kind of, you know, kind of pure name, you know, that like a solid and it's got that kind of justice thing into the name. We put the H, you know, it's without H, we put the H because it looked better, you know what I mean? Like, but the meaning, it's about that, you know, it's about somebody, you know, like for us it's very important. It means like very big union to get, like between all of us, you know, like you know, together as one with a mission, with something very clear in your head, you know. And it's the music, you can feel it if you listen to our music. It's very straightforward, no shit, you know, like just metal, you know what I mean?
So does it stem from Greece or Persia? Can you tell me?
No, it's Greece.
I won the bet then.
Yeah, okay.
We chose that name because Gas is from Greece, you know?
back in the days.
We already knew.
Okay. Right, Andy, you play a Dean Cadillac signature guitar. Can you tell me a bit more about that?
Okay, that guitar is my weapon of mass destruction. You know, it's a Dean Cadillac. It's got, you know, like a... we worked like with Dean US and Dean Guitar Italy as well, and UK to make a kind of, you know, the Cadillac is a classic shape and a classic model they had from the 70s because I always liked that, you know. It looks like a Les Paul, but it's more sharp, you know. It's got the V headstock and it looks metal in a way, and classic rock, you know, together. And I really like that. I've been loyal to, from 2006, we were touring with Halloween, and Dean Guitar UK, you know, they were approaching us. We're still always in touch, like kind of every day. And they, you know, I was choosing that Cadillac, and from there till now, I'm still playing that guitar. For me, it's perfect. You know, they made another one. Actually, this is something I've never told anybody. I mean, they shipped the guitar yesterday, but we were already on the road. It's a pretty, you know, and it's called Doomsday Cadillac. And it's pretty cool. You will see that like soon on on stage, you know. But you know, that guitar for me, this is called the Screaming Ninja, it's very good. I mean, it's kind of basic, you know, black and chrome, like a ninja weapon, you know, like a, and, as well as, I mean, it looks cool. It's very simple. It doesn't have any, you know, kind of painting or whatever.
Yeah.
Very straightforward. I think it represents my way of playing guitar and our music as well. Mm-hmm. So cool. I'm very happy and honored, you know, like that Dinguitars have, you know, did that for me.
Yeah.
It's something, you know, like.
May it continue. So can you tell me a bit about what influenced you guys getting into music, what kind of bands you're into when you were...
That's great, because it, so many different stuff, because I talk for myself, of course. I started with all the metal scene, Metallica, Iron Maiden, Megadeth, and I grew up with all those bands. I played those songs so many times. Then I moved on different sides, like jazz, fusion, and a lot of progressive rock of the 70s. Probably now, the kind of music that I listen to more is a progressive rock, but I still love metal and all the scene. So that's amazing, because
he knows all the classics. He knows all everything.
So that's amazing, because you start with that way, then you change, but you come back on that. So you can do the best on that, adding something new, something different for other styles.
Yeah.
So that's great for me. I cannot talk for the other guys.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I've always been fascinated by, but you know, like bands like Megadeth, Metallica, and. Anthrax, let's say the big four, and plus like Sepultura, you know, all the I mean, Judas Priest, Black Sabbath, above all, you know, like all those bands where the guitarist is, you know, has got a proper meaning, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Judas Priest, I really love them. And for me, I mean, and plus I listen to everything that gives me something. I mean, the cake, the music, see it like a cake, because I like cakes, you know, like it's big, you know, if you just take a little slice, you lose the rest of. So I'm up to listen, you know, for listening everything that makes me, gives me something, can give me some emotions, and but most of, you know, most of them are just rock, metal, and I mean, I really like, it's, for me, it's my life, you know, so, I mean...
Yeah. You mentioned cakes, then. What's your favourite cake?
Oh, so many.
Tiramisu. Probably you cannot...
Tiramisu, yeah, I mean, for us is... And what else? Tiramisu is the main one, and... I like, there's another cake.
Cheesecake, probably.
Cheesecake, I mean...
All of them, not just one.
I mean, I'm starting to, I'm starving like a dog now. I mean, like, you know, I'm just, cakes, for me, sweets, then salty stuff.
Yeah.
But sweets forever.
So you can have some later.
Okay,
you mentioned festivals. Have you got any other European ones planned? Anything over in the UK?
We're working on that. And we just kind of have, like, a... kind of replies, you know, like, kind of just confirmations, like... Probably very soon. I mean, let's say some of them are confirmed, but you know, last year we did Wacken, we did Download Festival, we
did Bloodstock
on the main stage, and it was fucking great. You know, it was raining, but it was amazing.
Rocking Ring,
we were supporting Airborne, opening for them, and Madball. And so many stuff, and festivals are coming up now. You know, we're just getting the, so it's soon to you know, to get it.
Okay, so what's coming up for you after this tour then, immediately? What will Artemis do next?
We got some gigs in Italy.
A lot of gigs. Yeah.
Even in south of Italy, which we haven't played for some months, so we are going back now.
Okay.
And then working on new stuff. We have to fix all the new ideas to make them very strong and start recording pre-production and the album. And then, of course, we have to work on the summer festivals.
Mm-hmm.
So we are waiting for some answers, someone to say yes or no.
Yeah.
Confirmations. And plus, you know, all of us, we are very busy with the you know, clinics yeah. as well. I've been on tour with Marty Friedman for right. 8 gigs, and yeah. And with as well as Ola Englund from The Haunted.
Right.
The Haunted.
Yeah.
And so I mean, all of us is busy for.
Yeah.
Their thing, you know, like we are all, yeah. and it's good to be busy with music, you know, with mm-hmm. the thing we really love in life, you know what I mean?
I work for some director, I made some soundtracks
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he makes soundtracks yeah. as well.
So oh. that's a kind, another influence, yeah. you know, you were talking before.
Yeah.
I listen
yeah.
to all that stuff too, so yeah. you can take some ideas and bring in the band and try yeah. to work that on our style, of course,
yeah.
and see if it works, otherwise not.
Yeah.
So.
Kind of crazy and busy.
Yeah.
yeah, busy, very busy. Okay, so to finish off, would you like to leave a message for your fans and the listeners today?
Come and see this tour because it's fucking great. I mean, and if not, you know, check us out on a Facebook Artemis official page and just follow us and we'll come to your town and just make fucking. Destruction. You know?
If not this time, next time.
Next time. Okay. Okay.
Oh, thanks a lot for your time and have a great tour.
Thanks.
Okay. Thank you.